Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for the bathroom mania. I have a question, Daniel. It's nothing to do with anything. Do you stay up late, or are you like an early to bed kind of guy? Are you like a midnight dude, or like a 10 or a 9 p.m.er?
Midnight and wake up early. I think it's not a good habit, but I feel like 9 is just too early. I just feel like it just feels way too early.
I get on a bad routine. Because what happens if I go to bed too early, like 9, I'll get up at like 4:30, and then it's like a bad cycle.
Winter, I'm okay because the sun goes down. But when it's 9 o'clock and the sun's bright, and you, why am I going to sleep right now? It's just messes with my brain.
Oh no, I go to bed early. I live in Boca Raton. We eat dinner at 4 o'clock, and we shut it down at like 8 o'clock. So like, I got to get in bed. You know, that's what we do here, man. That's how I roll. I have blue hair. I mean, come on.
I mean, that's a San Diego life too. I grew up in San Diego, and I don't remember a restaurant opening after 9.
Oh, no way. That'd be out crazy. All right. So let's jump into today's topic. So I asked Daniel, because I wanted to do this episode more because I wanted to listen to the episode than even be on it, but I'll say something. What we're talking about today is really how Daniel built this over 1 million person following of the marketing millennials that he built. And he built it doing this specific tactic, which is this idea of content curation versus content creation. And I think that people make the mistake thinking that in order to have a personal brand, in order to grow any kind of brand at all, you need to have all this original content. And I don't know that that's necessarily true. So, Daniel, can you break it down? How did you do what you did? And what am I talking about?
I just want to set the stage because I think people don't think curation is a bad thing. But if you think about in the world of retail, the two biggest brands out there, let's talk about that, is Apple, which is basically a creator of products, and then Amazon, which is one of the best curators of products in the world. So you can win having both. You could go to a department store, or you can go to the original source. So you can build great things by doing both. But let's talk about content creation, because that's what we're here to talk about. The number one thing on content creation you have to have, and it's hard to teach, but I'm just going to say it, is taste. You have to understand what's good and what's not good. And I think that's the same as in department stores. You have to have a heavy filter of this content's good and this content's not good. So when I started the marketing millennials, and this, I actually fell into content curation, luckily. It was not something I was planning on doing. The move was, I was on LinkedIn at the time. I was a little bit bigger than people on Twitter on LinkedIn, who are the big people on Twitter. And I wanted to get guests on my podcast. And what I thought to do is, okay, I want to have a page that curates the best marketing thoughts. I want to be the marketing hype man. I want to be the hype person in the marketing and share the best marketing stuff ever. And that's what my page is going to be. So why don't I curate these tweets from Twitter of people who have no presence on LinkedIn? And what I would do is go save, filter, swipe all the best performing tweets that I thought were relevant and that I would share in a marketing group chat. That's my filter for a lot of things, is would I share this with a group of marketing friends or not in a group chat? And if the answer is no, I will not post it. If the answer is yes, I will post it. So what I thought is, let me go on Twitter. If I see something great, I'm going to hype this person up on LinkedIn, and hopefully they will also become a podcast guest as well, because they will see it. They will be happy that they're getting free promotion from me. And what started happening is this trickle effect that nobody was doing this. So these people were going viral on the Marketing Millennials page, and I would just give my little take on what I thought their post was. And it caused virality because I was saving people's time. And that's one thing that you don't get is a lot of people don't have time to consume more of this content. So if you have a place where you can curate all the bad stuff, people will want to go to it. That's the same reason people go to department stores, because they believe they're curating the best stuff out there.
Yeah. And I think people get confused. They're like, well, great, I'm going to find a viral post somewhere else. I'm going to put it, let's say, on my LinkedIn, and I'm going to get a lot of engagement. But what's the value out of that? What's the value of all these random people following me now? It has really nothing to do with what I'm putting out there, my original thoughts. And twofold. Number one, there's only so many original thoughts you're going to have. I mean, you could repurpose and re-say the same things over and over again, but you're not going to have every great original thought. But the value of curating things that are very popular and then building up your following is that you're going to be getting more people that are in your industry, in your sector. So that way, when you do go ahead and you want to share something, you have a larger population to get in front of. And so leveraging popular content on your feed, in your newsletters, allows you to grow and then allows your original stuff to go further.
I set as a president that my goal is to be the hype man in marketing when I started that page. My goal was for not my voice to be amplified. I wanted to amplify these marketing voices. So I didn't even do all viral posts all the time. I just thought I knew what marketers liked, and I knew some of these posts would go viral, even if they weren't that popular on Twitter, because they had the thoughts that had virality, but it also taught me what marketers liked and what marketers didn't like, because you learn that. And then now on the Marketing Millennials page, it's probably 80% original memes and then 20% curation. At the first, it was probably 90% curation, 10%. But also, it's a good foundation for someone who isn't necessarily seen as, their title doesn't give them the expertise yet. They're not a CMO, they're not a VP of marketing, they're not a founder. It helps you start giving your original takes on someone else's content. So, I mean, so many people are doing this. That's what journalism is. That's what everybody's taking these ideas and just giving their thoughts on them. So that's what I wanted to do. But I also wanted to save time for people, have a place where people can. I wanted to hype up the best marketers in the industry. I wanted to show people who weren't popular on LinkedIn that there's other marketers out there, because these marketers weren't showing up on the feed on LinkedIn. 4 years ago, it wasn't popular to post on LinkedIn. It was seen as a little bit more cringy as it is today. It's still a little, some people still think it's a little cringe, but it was seen very cringy to post 4 years ago on LinkedIn.
Curation gets a bad rap. A lot of people don't have the time to, they don't look for viral posts or really compelling content because they're busy doing their regular job. And they like following people and interacting with people that are out there curating. It doesn't have to all be memes or whatever. It could be an article. It could be some sort of new statistic. It can be anything. And this idea of you being a curator before you're a full-blown creator, it's a good way to get your reps in. It's a good way to get your volume out there, to get you growing your network. And then for me personally, every week, I don't have a plan. I don't have some sort of calendar. But in my head, I say, okay, I'm going to share some stuff that I didn't create that I think is really funny or cool or smart. And then I'm going to filter in one or two things that I did create. And every week it's a mixed bag of both. I don't ever just do all of one or all of the other. And it allows me to really meet new people. So curation, I believe, should be part of almost every person that's trying to grow their personal brand.
I mean, subjectline.com does it too. Absolutely. I mean, you guys have curation of the best marketing articles out there that's related to email and marketing. So people don't have time to always find original content. Also, what I noticed on LinkedIn, and I know you notice this too, it's hard to find the best content out there. Maybe one in every 10 posts is actually really good. So if you have a page that is curating the best, it saves people the endless scroll to find something good. And usually things that happen on Twitter, things that happen on Reddit, happen a week or two before it hits any other social media channel. If you want to be early, go to those two platforms.
Yeah, Reddit for sure. I agree with. And it's Reddit's getting better every day. All right. So another bathroom break has wrapped up. You can flush this one down the toilet. What other stupid sayings can I say related to the bathroom? You have any good bathroom jokes right now?
I don't. Maybe like take the Browns to the Super Bowl for the first time in a while.
Horrible on so many levels. Oh my God. All right. Well, we've done it all. Follow Daniel's, the Marketing Millennials podcast. Follow Do This Not That and check out the bathroom break every week. We'll see you at the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.